साइड ए
आज की वाणी है
टुडेज वाणी इज स्टेटेड
25/11/68
रजिस्टर नंबर 5 इन द रजिस्टर्स एट मिनी मधुबन एंड पेज 101 The spiritual father Shiv is sitting and explaining to his spiritual children, to the shaligrams, that is, small round stones considered sacred in the path of devotion, not to the body conscious children. He isn't explaining to the children who remain in body consciousness. Neither would they understand anything. The spiritual father is explaining only to the spiritual children. It is because only the spiritual children know the spiritual father. Those who did not make their stage spiritual, those who did not make their stage like a point, cannot recognize the spiritual father. How will he explain? What is he explaining?
सृष्टि के आदि मध्य अंत का सारा राज समझा रहे
He is explaining all the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world.
कहीं समझाए कहीं न समझाए
It is not that he would explain something and he would not explain something else.
थोड़ा नहीं सारा राज आदि से लेकर के मध्य और अंत तक
Not just a little. He explains the entire secret, starting from the beginning, through the middle and till the end. And the one who explains is the only one. There is no second one. There is only the one Supreme Spirit who can explain this entire secret. Someone may say, what about the secondary spirit?
Prajapita, ya Brahma, ya XYZ, koi bhi.
Prajapita or Brahma or any XYZ.
Abraham, Buddha, Christ, koi bhi.
Or Abraham, Buddha, Christ.
Bade se bada Mahatma, Mahatma, Mahatma.
Not even the greatest soul, no noble soul, no deity soul, no one can explain the secrets of the world. All the other souls or shaligrams have the name of their body.
मेरी आत्मा का ही नाम शिव
The name of just my soul is Shiv.
ये नाम मेरा कभी बदलता नहीं
This name of mine never changes.
और जो आत्माएं हैं उनकी आत्माओं के नाम नहीं
The other souls do not have names for their soul.
उनको आत्मा कहें रूह कहें शालिग्राम कहें
Call them soul, call them spirit or call them shaligram.
बाकी जब वो सही निर्धारण करती है तब उनके अलग अलग नाम
As for the rest, when they take a body, they receive different names.
एक ही परमपिता परमात्मा है जिसको अपना शरीर
There is only one Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, परमपिता परमात्मा who doesn't have his own body.
Supreme Guru.
The Supreme Spirit.
परमात्मा का नाम है शिव
The name of the Supreme Soul is Shiv.
क्योंकि परम
It is because Param Atma.
Param means badi. Badi se badi.
Param means great, the greatest.
Roop mein badi nahi hai.
Physically, he is not big.
Lekin shakti mein, guno mein, gyan mein, badi.
But he is great in powers, in virtues, in knowledge.
Patit pavan hui.
He himself is Patit Pavan, that is, the one who purifies the impure ones.
Vai khud apne bachchon se kehte hain ki main sare vishv ke aadimadhyant ka raaj samjha raha.
He himself says to his children, I am explaining the secret of the beginning, the middle and the end of the whole world.
Paat bajane ke liye sabko yahan hi aana hai.
Everyone has to come here to play their part.
Ye bhi samjhaya hai Vishnu ke do roop hain.
He has also explained that Vishnu has two forms.
Kya?
What?
Vishnu ke do roop hain.
Vishnu has two forms.
Kaun kaun se do roop?
Which two forms?
Do roop hain to zarur koi do roop hone chahiye. Wo bhi Vishnu ke, ki singal ke nahi.
If he has two forms, certainly there should be the two forms, that is of Vishnu, not of a single one.
Vishnu ke do roop.
The two forms of Vishnu.
Do roop mein char bhujaye dikhai gayi.
Four arms have been shown in the two forms.
Two right ears or two leftist.
Two right ears and two leftist.
Unme se. साबित होता है कि उनको कोई चलाने वाला भी है.
It is proved that among them, among those arms, there is a controller too, the one who moves them.
तो विष्णु के चार भुजाएं, भुजा माने मददगार.
So there are four arms of Vishnu. An arm means a helper.
कौन सी आत्माएं चार मददगार बनती हैं? जिनके स्वभाव संस्कार मिलकर के एक जैसे हो जाते.
Which souls become the four helpers whose nature and संस्कार्स match and become like one?
तब वो बनते हैं विष्णु के दो रूप.
Then they become the two forms of विष्णु.
अर्थात संगम युग लक्ष्मी नारायण जो डायरेक्ट परमात्मा शिव से प्राप्ति करते.
That is to say, the confluence age Lakshmi and Narayan who obtain a reward directly from the Supreme Soul Shiv.
Aur dusre Satyugi Lakshmi Narayan.
And the other, the golden age Lakshmi and Narayan.
Jo bachpan mein Radha Krishna bade hokar Lakshmi Narayan unko utare the apne baap se.
Who are Radha and Krishna in their childhood, and when they grow up, they receive the title Lakshmi and Narayan from their father.
Satyuguna unko title.
They receive the title in the golden age.
Aur sangam mein title sangam mein bhi Lakshmi Narayan ko kisse milta hai?
And from whom do the confluence age Lakshmi and Narayan receive the title in the confluence age?
Supreme Ruh Parampita Parama.
From the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul.
तो दोनों ही जो रूप है विष्णु के वो मिलकर के विष्णु बनते विष्णु के दो रूप.
सो बोथ द फॉर्म्स ऑफ विष्णु कंबाइन एंड बिकम विष्णु द टू फॉर्म्स ऑफ विष्णु.
बताया कि पार्ट बजाने के लिए सभी यहाँ ही आते हैं.
सो इट वॉज सेड दैट एवरीवन कम्स हियर टू प्ले देयर पार्ट.
ये भी समझाया है बाप कब आते हैं.
When does the father come? This has also been explained.
जबकि नई सृष्टि की स्थापना होती है तब आते.
He comes when the establishment of the new world takes place.
आगे पीछे नहीं.
Neither before that nor later.
और पुराने का विनाश जरूर होना.
And the old certainly has to be destroyed.
पहले क्या होगी स्थापना, फिर बिना.
What will take place first? The establishment. Later, the destruction will take place.
ऐसे नहीं कि राजधानी स्थापन हो न पाए और विनाश हो जाए.
It is not that the destruction would happen when the capital couldn't be established.
Yeah.
What?
Rajdhani agar sthapan nahi hui hai.
If the capital hasn't been established,
Rajdhani mana sangathan taiyar nahi hua.
Until the capital, meaning the gathering, has been prepared,
Rajdhani ke controller, mukhya actor, वो तैयार नहीं हुए तब तक विनाश.
Until the controllers of the capital, the main actors are ready, destruction doesn't happen.
विनाश होना आसुरी धर्मों का, आसुरी धर्मों के आधार पर चलाए जाने वाले राज्यों का.
The destruction of the devilish religions, the destruction of the kingdoms which are governed on the basis of the devilish religions has to take place.
मनुष्यों के द्वारा वो राज्य स्थापन किए गए.
Because those kingdoms have been established by human beings.
आज की दुनिया में मनुष्यों के द्वारा जो राज्य स्थापन किए जा रहे हैं, जो तख्ते तैयार किए जाते हैं सरकारी, उन सरकारी ढांचे आज तैयार होते हैं और कल उसका तख्ता पलट जाता है.
The kingdoms which are being established by human beings even today in the world, the governmental thrones which are prepared, those governmental structures are ready one day and the next day their throne is turned over. Temporary rewards are obtained from the temporary ignorant people.
और सदाकाल जो अविनाशी परमात्मा है, तो वो अविनाशी प्राप्ति लेने वाला.
And the supreme soul, who is always imperishable, the one who gives the imperishable rewards,
ऐसा सरकार स्थापन करता है, सरकारी ढांचा तैयार करता है कि वो एक बार तैयार हो जाता है तो 2500 वर्ष तक तख्ते को कोई हिलाए.
Establishes such a throne, prepares such a governmental structure that once it is established, no one can shake the throne for 2500 years.
तो फाउंडेशन जब पक्का तैयार हो जाता है.
सो व्हेन द फाउंडेशन बिकम्स स्ट्रांग,
यानी 108 बीज रूपात में जो जन्म जन्मांतर भारत की राजाएं बनती है.
मीनिंग व्हेन द 108 सीड सोल्स हु बिकम द किंग्स ऑफ भारत फॉर मेनी बर्थ्स,
उनका संगठन जब प्रैक्टिकल संगठन में तैयार हो जाता है.
When their gathering is practically prepared in the conference age,
108 मन के बाप के सच्चे बच्चे जब संगठित हो जाते.
When those 108 beads, the father's true children are gathered,
एक प्रेम के सूत्र में, एक ही स्नेह के धागे में बंध जाते हैं.
When they are bound by one thread of love, one thread of affection,
तब राजधानी की स्थापना का फाउंडेशन पक्का पड़ जाता है.
Then the foundation of the establishment of the capital is strongly laid.
और फिर पुरानी दुनिया का विनाश, पुराने धर्मों का विनाश, पुराने जो राज्य सत्ताएं उनका विनाश होना असली रूप में शुरू.
And then the destruction of the old world, the old religions, the old royal authorities begins in its real form.
So pehle sthapna, phir vinash.
So first the establishment and then the destruction.
Bachche jante hain nayi duniya mein ek aadi sanatan devi devta dharm ki sthapna hoti hai.
The children know that the establishment of the one ancient deity religion certainly takes place in the new world.
नई दुनिया होगी तो जरूर आदि सनातन देवी देवता धर्म की स्थापना होगी.
If there is a new world, certainly there would be the establishment of the ancient deity religion.
वो तो सिवाय परमात्मा के और कोई कर ही नहीं सकता.
Except for the supreme soul, no one else can do that task.
वो सुप्रीम रूह का ही काम है.
It is the work of that supreme spirit alone.
अगर ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी कोई तथा कथित कहते हो,
इफ सम सो कॉल्ड ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी सेज
कि परमात्मा हमें पढ़ाई पढ़ा करके चला गया,
दैट हैविंग टॉट अस द सुप्रीम सोल वेंट अवे,
हमने देखा हमने पाया शिव भोला भगवान,
वी सॉ हिम वी फाउंड शिव भोला भगवान, दैट इज द इनोसेंट गॉड शिव,
हम ही राजा स्थापन करेंगे,
वी आर सेल्स विल एस्टेब्लिश द किंगडम,
तो ये बात बिल्कुल रॉन्ग,
देन इट इज कम्प्लीटली रॉन्ग,
तो मुरली में तो बाबा ने बोला है कई बार कि मैं राजधानी स्थापन करके जाता हूँ,
Because many times Baba has said in the Murlis, I go away having established the capital.
और दूसरे धर्म पिताएं सिर्फ धर्म स्थापन करते हैं.
Other religious fathers establish only the religion.
अपनी अपनी धारणाएं स्थापन करते हैं.
They establish their traditions.
लेकिन राज्य सत्ता स्थापन नहीं करते.
But they don't establish the royal authority, that is राज्य सत्ता.
मेरी ये विशेषता है कि धर्म स्थापना के साथ साथ मैं राजधानी भी स्थापन करके जाता हूँ.
It is my speciality that along with the establishment of the religion, I also establish the capital and then I go.
और सिर्फ एक वंश की नहीं.
And it is not just of one dynasty.
दो वंशों की राजधानी स्थापन करता हूँ.
I established the capitals of two dynasties.
Suryavanshi Rajdhani and Chandravanshi Rajdhani.
The capital of the Sun dynasty, that is Suryavansh, and the capital of the Moon dynasty, that is Chandravansh.
So, ye sthapana hoti hai zarur.
So, this establishment certainly takes place.
So, ye hai Parampita Paramatma, jisko Param Atma kaha jata hai.
So this is the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, who is called Param Atma.
Atma kaisi? Param.
What kind of a soul? Param. Supreme.
Jaise kehte good, better, best.
Just like it is said, good, better, the best.
Jiske best means?
The best means?
Jiska, haan, jiska koi saani nahi.
A student is saying something. Yes, the one who has no match.
So, aise us supreme room ka koi saani nahi.
In the same way, the supreme soul has no match.
Wo hai param atma.
He is param atma.
Uska naam hai Shiv.
His name is Shiv.
Arthat, kalyan ka.
Which means benevolent.
Usse zyada kalyan aur koi room kar nahi
sakta. No other spirit, soul, can become more benevolent than him.
Agar karne wali hoti,
if someone were so,
to duniya mein sab dharm ki aatma hai sir, usko bhi usi tarah yaad karti jis tarah sari duniya ke manushya godfather ko yaad karte,
then the souls of all the religions in the world would also remember him in the same way as the human beings of the entire world remember God the Father.
Chalo koi kahe ki nasti dharm ke log.
All right, someone may say that the people of the atheist religion, the communists don't believe in the Supreme Soul. They don't remember him. But when the drum of destruction plays and disaster strikes them,
उसको भी परमात्मा का आश्रय लेना पड़ेगा.
नो मैटर हाउ एथीस्ट अ सोल इज इन द वर्ल्ड, ही विल हैव टू टेक शेल्टर विद द सुप्रीम सोल,
और उसके मुख से भी निकलेगा गॉड इज ट्रुथ,
एंड इट विल कम आउट ऑफ हिज माउथ टू गॉड इज ट्रुथ.
बाबा ने पहले ही बता दिया है मुरली क्या,
बाबा हैज ऑलरेडी सेड दिस इन द मुरलीज, व्हाट,
कि जो भी आत्माएं हैं सबसे आकर के गॉड फादर मिलते हैं.
God the Father comes and meets all the souls.
Father hi kya jo bachchon se aakar mile nahi.
What kind of father is the one who doesn't come and meet the children?
So 5 crore manushya aatma realize karegi.
So the 5 billion human souls will realize him.
Aur fir अपने अपने तरीके से, कोई दूर के संबंध से और कोई नजदीक के संबंध से उस बाघ को बाघ के रूप में पहचानेंगे।
एंड देन they will recognize the father in the form of the father in their own way, some in a distant relation and some in a close relation.
God father hai to zarur father sab bachchon se milna chahiye.
He is God the father, so certainly he should meet all the children.
Unka naam hai Shiv.
His name is Shiv.
Unke sharir ka naam nahi.
His body doesn't have a name.
Aur jo bhi hai unke sab ke sharir ka naam padta hai.
All the others, their body are given a name.
Ye bhi samajhte ho, mukhi jo hai wo to sabhi jante
hain. You also understand this, everyone knows the main ones.
Kaun kaun mukhi hai
Who are the main ones on this stage like world?
Baba kehte hain ki main 5-7 mukhya actors ke naam batata hoon.
Just like Baba says, I tell you the name of 5-7 main actors.
5-7 mukhya actors kaun kaun the?
Who are those 5-7 main actors?
Ram, Krishna, Ibrahim, Buddha, Krishna, Aryan.
Ram, Krishna, Abraham, Buddha, Christ and so on.
Inka duniya mein sabse jaasti naam Bala.
Their names are the most famous in the world.
So in sab ke sharir ka naam padta hai.
So all of them, their body are given a name.
Meri ruh ka naam hai Shiv.
The name of my spirit, soul itself is Shiv.
Rama ka chakra phirte अभी आकर के अंत हुआ।
Now the cycle of the drama spinning and rotating has reached the end.
अंत में तो बाप ही आना चाहिए।
At the end, the father himself should come.
किसका बाप?
Whose father?
सबका बाप।
The father of everyone.
जो धर्म पिताए हैं उनका भी बाप।
The father of the religious fathers too.
जिसको कहते हैं great great grandfather.
The one who is called the great great grandfather, the father of the fathers too.
Unki jayanti bhi manate.
His birthday, that is jayanti, is celebrated too.
Zarur wahi jayanti manayenge. Jahan wo aaye.
Certainly, the birthday will be celebrated only at the place where he comes.
To Bharat mein hi jayanti manate hain.
So the birthday is celebrated only in Bharat.
Dusre deshon mein Shiv Jayanti ya Shivratri nahi manate.
Shiv Jayanti, that is the birthday of Shiv, or Shivratri, the night of Shiv, is not celebrated in other countries.
Jayanti arthat jay dega.
The birthday means the cries of victory.
Dusre deshon mein Parmatma Shiv ki jay jaykar nahi hoti.
They don't raise cries of victory of Paramatma Shiv in other countries.
Jinko rajya milega wo hi jay jaykar karenge.
Only those who receive the kingdom will raise cries of victory.
Aur jo dharmkhand vinash ko payenge bahar ke jo moolvasi honge wo kyon jay jaykar karenge.
Why will the residents of the religious lands which will be destroyed raise cries of victory?
Unka to ho gaya khatam.
They are finished off.
Nayi duniya mein unko part mil nahi sakta.
They cannot receive a part, that is role, in the new world.
So Shiv Jayanti Bharat mein hi manata.
So the birthday of Shiv, Shiv Jayanti, is celebrated only in Bharat.
Jayanti arthat janm.
Jayanti means birth.
कोई स्थूल जन्म की बात नहीं
है. इट इजंट अबाउट समवन्स फिजिकल बर्थ.
क्योंकि स्थूल जन्म तो होता है स्थूल बच्चों का जो शरीर धारण करते.
बिकॉज द फिजिकल बर्थ टेक्स प्लेस फॉर फिजिकल चिल्ड्रन हु टेक अ बॉडी.
परमात्मा को कुछ शरीर ही नहीं.
The Supreme Soul doesn't have a body at all.
So, unka janma kaise hoga?
So, how can he be born?
Sthul garbh hi nahi hai.
There is no physical womb at all.
To janma kaise gaya hai?
Then how will the birth be praised?
So, vah sukshma janma.
So, it is a subtle birth.
Kaisa sukshma janma?
What kind of a subtle birth?
Jaise bachcha garbh se bahar aata hai. Tab tak sukshma hota hai.
Just like a child is revealed when he comes out of the womb.
Jab tak garbh mein hai,
as long as he is in the womb,
to maa jaan sakti hai, parivar ke koi matlab sadasya jaan sakte.
The mother can know, some intelligent members of the family can know.
Dusra koi dusra nahi jaan sakta.
No one else from far away can know.
Lekin jab bachcha paida hota hai, to baaje baaje bajaye jaate.
But when a child is born, they play fanfares and trumpets.
Usi tarike se yahan bhi ye behad ki baat hai.
Similarly, here too, it is an unlimited topic.
Is Paramatma Shiv, jab tak uski jai jaikar rupi jayanti, arthat uski puri pratyakshata nahi hoti.
Until the birthday of the Supreme Soul Shiv in the form of the cries of victory. Meaning, his complete revelation takes place. There are some special close souls. The children of the father, the special spirits, who recognize him when he is in the womb.
उसी तरह पहचान लेते हैं जैसे शास्त्रों में पांडवों को गए.
Despite being in the womb and despite being hidden, they recognize him just like the Pandavas are praised in the scriptures.
कि पांडवों ने सात पांडवों परमात्मा को पहचान.
The Pandavas, the five Pandavas, recognized the Supreme Soul.
और कोई नहीं.
No one else recognized.
कि अर्जुन के रथ में यानी शरीर रूपी रथ में परमात्मा आकर के महाभारी महाभारत विनाश युद्ध कराए रहा.
That the Supreme Soul comes in the chariot of Arjun, in the body like chariot, and is bringing about the great destructive war of Mahabharat, Mahabhari Mahabharat.
Gita ज्ञान दे रहा है.
And is giving the knowledge of the Gita.
महाभारत युद्ध है तो जरूर भगवान ही.
The Mahabharat war takes place, so certainly God is present as well.
तो ये है प्रत्यक्षता रूपी जन्म.
So this is the birth in the form of the revelation.
कोई स्थूल जन्म की बात नहीं.
It is not about a physical birth.
जब प्रत्यक्षता हो जाती है परमात्मा की.
When the revelation of the Supreme Soul takes place.
तो बड़े बड़े लोगों जो इस दुनिया के हिसाब से बड़े लोग माने जाते हैं.
Then the great influential people, those who are considered to be great and influential from the worldly point of view.
अखबार नवीस.
Those from the press.
या टेलीविजन के बड़े बड़े अधिकारी.
Or the great authorities of the TV.
या रेडियो के बड़े कोई रेडियो स्टेशन को चलाने वाले अधिकारी.
Or the great authorities managing the radio stations. The voice reaches them by itself. They become willing to serve just by themselves without being told. They will not complete their work of revealing the Supreme Soul in order to take some money. They will complete it on their own.
उसको कहेंगे परमात्मा की जय जयकार की जयंती.
It will be called the birthday of the Supreme Soul in the form of the cries of victory.
लेकिन ये जयंती तब तक नहीं हो सकती.
But this birthday can't take place.
जब तक कि ईश्वरीय शासन तंत्र के 108 मण के.
Until the 108 beads belonging to the godly system of ruling.
एक परमात्मा के स्नेह के सूत्र में नहीं बन जाते
आर बाउंड बाय द वन थ्रेड ऑफ लव ऑफ द सुप्रीम सोल.
एक भी मणका अगर माला से जुदा है तो वो माला संपन्न नहीं हो सकता.
The mala can't be complete if even one bead is separated from the mala, that is garland.
Mala mein ek manaka dusre manake se niche hota hai.
In the mala, one bead is lower than the other.
Niche wala manaka upar wale manake ko kisi baat mein cross nahi kar sakta.
A bead which is lower can't go beyond the bead which is higher than it in any subject.
Jaise military hoti hai.
Just like the military.
Military में ऊपर का अधिकारी नीचे वाले अधिकारी को कंट्रोल करने का पूरा हक रखता है.
In the military, a higher ranking officer has full right to control an officer in a lower rank.
नीचे का अधिकारी ऊपर वाले अधिकारी की तरफ उंगली नहीं उठा सकता.
The officers in the lower rank can't find fault with an officer in a higher ranking.
पूरा full control.
There is complete, full control.
ऐसी रूहानी मिलिट्री जब तैयार हो जाएगी.
When such a spiritual military becomes ready.
ऐसी पारिवारिक व्यवस्था जब तैयार हो जाएगी.
When such a family order becomes ready.
तो उस समय परमपिता परमात्मा शिव की सच्ची सच्ची जयंती गई जाए.
The true birthday of the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul Shiv, Shiv Jayanti is praised.
ऐसी जयंती भारत में ही मनाई जाती है.
सच अ बर्थडे इज सेलिब्रेटेड ओनली इन भारत.
किसी दूसरे देश में नहीं मनाई जाती.
इन नो अदर कंट्री इज इट सेलिब्रेटेड.
ये जयंती होती है तब जब दुनिया बदल ली.
दिस बर्थडे टेक्स प्लेस व्हेन द वर्ल्ड इज अबाउट टू चेंज.
और घोर अंधेरे से घोर सोजरा होता है.
एंड द एक्सट्रीम ब्राइटनेस कम्स आउट ऑफ द डीप डार्कनेस.
घोर सोजरा कब कहा गया?
When would it be said the extreme brightness?
और घोर अंधेरा कब कहा गया?
When would it be said the deep darkness?
रात्रि के 12 बजे घोर अंधेरा.
12 o'clock at night it is deep darkness.
और दोपहर के 12 बजे घोर सोजरा.
And 12 o'clock at noon it is extreme brightness.
तो कृष्ण की जयंती किस टाइम पर मनाई जाती है?
एट व्हाट टाइम इज द बर्थडे ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्णा जयंती सेलिब्रेटेड?
टाइम क्या है?
एट व्हाट टाइम?
रात्रि के बाद में.
12 o'clock at night.
तो जरूर है कि कृष्ण के थ्रू जो कार्य हुआ है परमपिता परमात्मा शिव का.
So certainly that time when the work of the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul was carried out through Krishna,
Krishna ki soul ke dwara,
through the soul of Krishna,
arthat Brahma ke through,
that is to say through Brahma,
us samay wo Supreme Soul ki jayanti nahi ho sakti.
That time can't be the time of the birthday of the Supreme Soul.
Isliye murli mein bola hai.
That is why it was said in the Murlis.
मैं आकर के राम राज्य स्थापन करता हूँ.
I come and establish Ram's kingdom.
ये नहीं कहा कृष्ण राज्य स्थापन करता हूँ.
It wasn't said I establish Krishna's kingdom.
या ब्रह्मा राज्य स्थापन करता हूँ.
Or I establish Brahma's kingdom.
ब्राह्मणों का तो राज्य होता ही है. ब्राह्मण तो सब हैं सेवादारी.
The Brahmins don't have a kingdom at all. All the Brahmins are servants, that is सेवादारीस.
ब्राह्मण किसी के ऊपर शासन चलाने का हक नहीं रखते.
द ब्राह्मिन्स डोंट हैव द राइट टू रूल ओवर एनी वन.
ये बोला है कि जब अंत में,
फॉर दिस रीजन इट वॉज सेड दैट फाइनली
शमशान घाट में जाते तब कहते हैं राम नाम तक.
व्हेन दे गो टू द क्रिमेशन प्लेस दे से द नेम ऑफ राम इज द ट्रूथ.
तो आज का पार्ट तो माँ के रूप का है.
So the role of the beginning is in the form of the mother.
प्यार भरे रूप का है.
It is the form filled with love.
उसमें जो सकट आसुरी आत्माएं वो नहीं पहचान सकती.
Powerful devil souls can't recognize her at that time.
इसलिए मुरली में पहले ही बोल दिया.
For this reason, it was already said before in the Murlis.
कि विधर्मियों के प्रति Shakti Swarup Banna Hai.
You have to become the form of a Shakti, Shakti Swarup, that is to assume a powerful form towards the Vidharmis, those whose beliefs and practices are opposite to that set by the Father.
Varna wo sudharegi nahi.
Otherwise, they won't reform.
Satyamurti mein, ek lakful part, right left side.
So, in the Trimurti, one is the loving part on the righteous, that is, right side.
Or left side mein, lawful part.
And on the left side, there is the lawful part.
Akal utha baitha hua dikhaya gaya.
Shown sitting very stiff.
Jab dono ka mel ho jata hai, to Vishnu ka rajya
hota. The establishment of Vishnu's kingdom takes place when they both are combined.
So, Shiv Jayanti?
So, Shiv Jayanti.
Kiske through?
Through whom?
Kis Atma ke through?
Through which soul?
Ram wali Atma ke through, ant mein jay jaykar ho jati.
The cries of victory are raised at the end through the soul of Ram.
So, Shari bhi wohi hota hai.
So, the body is also of him.
Trimurti mein jaysay Krishna ki soul Brahma ka paat bajati hai.
In the Trimurti, just as Krishna's soul plays the part of Brahma,
Ram ki soul.
Similarly, Ram's soul
Shankar ka part
plays the part of Shankar.
Dono pe hi bhakti marg mein chitta milte.
The pictures of both are found on the path of the religious devotion.
So, Zamurohan ka koi chitra bhi hua hai. Chitra kahan pe aaye?
So certainly, they must have played some roles too. Otherwise, where did the pictures come from?
Lekin.
But.
Brahma ke murti ki pooja nahi hoti.
The personality, that is idol of Brahma, is not worshipped.
Mandir nahi bante.
His temples are not made.
Yaadgar nahi.
There are no memorials of him.
Kyun?
Why?
Kyunki bachche, jo aakhri swabhav ke jyada tadat mein hote hain, wo maa ke upar haavi ho jate hain.
It is because the children who have a devilish nature, who are in big number, overpower the mother.
Love ka nada fayda uthate hain.
They take an unfair advantage of her love.
So Brahma ka naam paala nahi ho paata.
So Brahma is not able to become famous.
Geeta jayanti nahi ho paati.
The birth of Geeta cannot take place.
Swarga jayanti nahi ho paati.
The birth of paradise cannot take place.
Aur Shiva jayanti bhi nahi ho paati.
And the birth of Shiv cannot take place either.
Ye to nishchit hai ki videshi jo hai wo buddhivadi hote hain aur buddhi ke tikshan hote hain.
It is not subject to doubt that the foreigners believe in reason and have sharp intellects.
Lekin, unke andar dil nahi hota.
But they don't have a heart within.
Bhavana nahi hoti.
They don't have feelings.
Saddha, vishwas, bhavana, ye dil ki cheez hai.
Veneration, faith, feeling, this is the subject of the heart.
Buddhi ki cheez nahi.
Not a subject of the intellect.
जब तक दिल और दिमाग का बैलेंस नहीं होगा, तब तक कोई प्राप्ति नहीं हो सकती.
Unless the heart and the intellect are balanced, nothing can be obtained.
दिमागी व्यक्ति डिस्ट्रक्शन का निमित्त बन सकता है.
An intellectual person, person relying only on mental work, can become an instrument in destruction.
दिमागी मन अहंकारी.
An intellectual person means an arrogant person.
अहंकार की मात्रा ज्यादा होती.
He has a lot of ego.
और दिलवाला.
And the one who is emotional, dilwala.
दिलवाले बाप से प्राप्ति कर जाता.
Obtains a reward from the dilwala father.
ईश्वरीय प्राप्ति का हकदार बन जाता है.
He becomes entitled to the godly rewards.
तो जो प्राप्ति का हकदार बनता है या जो बच्चे बनते हैं.
So, the one who becomes entitled to the rewards or the children who become this,
वो ही बच्चे माता में चले जाते हैं नंबर पर.
those very children are threaded in the mala number wise.
Zarur pehle right ke side ke 25 tiroye jayenge, fir left side ke tiroye jayenge.
Certainly, first of all, the children of the right side will be threaded. Then the children of the left side will be threaded.
So, is tarah mala mein number ban jate.
So, in this way, the numbers in the mala are created.
तो शिव जयंती असली होती है दोपहर के 12 बजे.
So, the true Shiv Jayanti takes place at 12 o'clock noon.
क्योंकि राम का जन्म कौन से टाइम पर मनाते हैं?
At what time is Ram's birthday celebrated?
वो सूर्यास्त कब होता है?
When is there extreme brightness?
दोपहर के 12
बजे. At 12 o'clock noon.
इसलिए राम की जयंती दोपहर के 12 बजे मनाई जाती है.
For this reason, Ram's birthday is celebrated at 12 o'clock noon.
घोर अंधियारे से घोर सुनहरा हो जाता है.
द एक्सट्रीम ब्राइटनेस अराइजेस फ्रॉम द डीप डार्कनेस.
बच्चे जानते हैं परम पिता परमात्मा शिव ही एक बार पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग पर आते हैं.
The children know that the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul comes only once at the Purushottam confluence age. That is, part of the confluence age when the most elevated human souls are revealed. One is the confluence age, an ordinary one. And the other is the Purushottam confluence age.
पुरुषों में उत्तम
द हाइएस्ट अमंग मेन
उत्तम उत्तम मध्यम कनिष्ठ
द हाइएस्ट मीन्स द हाइएस्ट एवरेज लेसर
गुड बेटर बेस्ट
गुड बेटर द बेस्ट
फर्स्ट क्लास सेकेंड क्लास थर्ड क्लास
फर्स्ट क्लास सेकेंड क्लास थर्ड क्लास
माला प्रत्यक्ष होती
द मालास आर रिवील्ड
फर्स्ट क्लास माला कौन सी.
Which is the first class mala?
Ashtaratan.
The eight jewels.
बहुत प्यारे बच्चे होते हैं बाप उनको सर के ऊपर चढ़ाए कहते हमारे प्यार के.
The father with great love places on his head, that is, gives lots of regard to the children who are very dear.
वो आठ विशेष आत्माएं हैं.
So they are the eight special souls.
अष्टरतन या अष्टदेव के रूप में भक्ति मार्ग में पूजी जाती
है. दे आर वर्शिप्ड ऑन द पाथ ऑफ रिलीजियस डिवोशन इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द एट ज्वेल्स और द एट डेटीज.
नवग्रहों के रूप में पूजी जाती
है. दे आर वर्शिप्ड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द नाइन प्लैनेट्स.
वो अष्ट नवरत्न वो ही फर्स्ट क्लास माला.
दोज एट नाइन ज्वेल्स आर द फर्स्ट क्लास माला.
फर्स्ट क्लास संगठन
द फर्स्ट क्लास गैदरिंग.
और दूसरा संगठन
एंड द सेकेंड गैदरिंग
गले की माला जो विष्णु माला पाठ में बनती
द माला ऑन द नेक विच लेटर ऑन बिकम्स द माला ऑफ विष्णु.
लेकिन उससे पहले वो रुद्र माला तैयार होती.
बट बिफोर दैट द रुद्र माला बिकम्स रेडी.
वो रुद्र माला है राजाओं की माला.
द रुद्र माला इज द माला ऑफ किंग्स.
जो भारत के राजा है जन्म जन्मांतर बनने वाली आत्माएं.
Of the souls who birth after birth become kings of Bharat.
लेकिन वो राजा हैं रुद्र माला की माँ के द्वापर से लेकर के कलयुग अंत तक विधर्मियों के संसर्ग संपर्क में आने से विपरीत आसन करने वाले बने माना भिखारी होते हैं.
But those kings, the beads of the Rudramala, became the ones with an opposing behavior. It means they are vicious as a result of coming into contact and relationship with the Vidharmis from the Copper Age till the end of the Iron Age.
दूसरे धर्म की प्योर आत्माएं उतनी विकारी नहीं बनती हैं जितने ये भारत के राजा विकारी बने.
The pure souls of the other religions don't become as vicious as these kings of Bharat.
इसका अंजाम क्या होता है?
So what is the result?
बुद्धि भ्रष्ट हो जाती.
The intellect becomes corrupted.
पतित बनने से बुद्धि भ्रष्ट हो जाती.
Because of becoming degraded and impure, the intellect becomes corrupted.
और परमात्मा के जो पार्थधारी विशेष आत्माएं हैं रामकृष्ण की आत्माएं, उनसे उनको वैमनस्य पैदा हो जाता द्वापर कलयुग के जन्मों।
And in the births in the copper and iron ages, they develop hostility towards the special souls, actors of the supreme soul, the souls of Ram and Krishna.
और वो राजा आपस में एक दूसरे से टकराते।
And those kings clash among themselves.
अब भारत की परंपराओं को, भारत के राज्य को, एक सत्ता को, एक धर्म सत्ता को छिन्न भिन्न कर देते प्योरिटी न होने के कारण।
ड्यू टू अ लैक ऑफ प्योरिटी दे ब्रेक द ट्रेडिशंस ऑफ भारत द किंगडम ऑफ भारत द वन अथॉरिटी द वन रिलीजियस अथॉरिटी।
क्योंकि जहाँ प्योरिटी होगी वही यूनिटी होगी।
इट इज बिकॉज देर विल बी यूनिटी ओनली वेयर देर इज प्योरिटी।
जहाँ प्योरिटी नहीं होगी वहाँ यूनिटी नहीं होगी।
Where there is no purity, there won't be unity.
कलयुग के अंत तक आते आते आपस में लड़ने का अंजाम क्या होता है, उनकी राजाएं ही चट हो जाए।
What is the result of the continuous fights with each other till the end of the Iron Age? Their kingship is broken.
प्रजा के ऊपर प्रजा का राज्य।
And it becomes the kingdom of the subjects over the subjects.
बाबा ने बोला है कि ये है अनलॉफुल राज्य।
बाबा हैज सेड अबाउट इट दैट इट इज एन अनलॉफुल किंगडम,
अनराइटियस राज्य,
एन अनराइटियस किंगडम।
क्योंकि इसमें कोई धनी धोरी नहीं है।
बिकॉज देर इज नो कंट्रोलर इन इट।
ऐसे टाइम पर,
एट सच टाइम
परमात्मा इस सृष्टि पर आता है और उन्हीं रामकृष्ण वाली आत्माओं को,
the supreme soul comes to this world and makes those very souls of Ram and Krishna,
jo ki srishti gaadi ke do pahiye hain,
who are the two wheels of this car like world,
unko nimitta banata hai, un 108 manakon ko jo patit ban gaye hain unko pavan banane ke
instruments in purifying those 108 beads that became impure.
और वो बच्चे नंबर वार को साथ संसार जब परमात्मा को पहचान लेते हैं तो उस समय राजधानी का फाउंडेशन पक्का पड़ जाता है।
एंड द फाउंडेशन ऑफ द कैपिटल इज लेड स्ट्रॉन्ग when those children number wise according to their purushart recognize the supreme soul.
So, ye bataya ki purushottam sangam yog par ek hi bar mein aata hu.
So it was said I come in the purushottam confluence age only once,
apne asli roop mein prakat hota,
and I am revealed in my true form.
So, purushottam sangam yog yani purushu mein uttam purush
होता। सो द पुरुषोत्तम कॉन्फ्रेंस एज और द हाइएस्ट मैन अमंग मेन इज रिवील्ड।
फिर नंबर वाइज उत्तम,
आफ्टरवर्ड्स ऑल द अदर्स आर नंबर वाइज हाई।
तो आठ उत्तम पहले प्रकट होंगे।
सो द हाइएस्ट एज विल बी रिवील्ड फर्स्ट। साइड बी,
ये 16,000 राज परिवार की, राज घराने की आत्माएं,
दीज आर द 16,000 सोल्स ऑफ द रॉयल फैमिली द रॉयल हाउस होल्ड हु विल ऑल बी सरेंडर्ड।
बोला हुआ है
बिकॉज इट हैज बीन सेड इन द मुरलीज दैट मेनी बिकम सरेंडर्ड।
परमात्मा से संबंध तो एक जोड़ लेते हैं प्रैक्टिकल में।
मेनी प्रैक्टिकली फॉर्म द रिलेशनशिप्स विद द सुप्रीम सोल।
प्रैक्टिकली
मीनिंग
संबंध तो शरीर के साथ ही होते हैं।
रिलेशनशिप्स आर इंडीड फॉर्म्ड थ्रू द बॉडी aren't they?
संबंधों का शरीर के साथ ही अलग अलग प्रकार का रस होता है।
द रिलेशनशिप्स गिव वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ प्लेजर्स थ्रू द बॉडी ओनली।
संबंध तो सब जोड़ते हैं। सो
ऑल द 16,000 फॉर्म अ रिलेशनशिप।
लेकिन निभाने वाले बहुत थोड़े ही
हैं। बट वेरी फ्यू इमर्ज हु मेंटेन इट।
फर्स्ट क्लास निकलते हैं एक तो आठ।
The 108 emerged to be of the first class. The 8 emerged as the ones who received the scholarship. But the difference was mentioned that in the Purushart, that is special effort for the soul, up till now, the 8 go up and down the most. However, 90% of the mala of 100 is made. But the powerful 8 souls make everyone go up and down the most. They remain behind just when they are about to become the mala, the garland.
Yeah?
What? They are such powerful souls.
Aap gaye aur auro ghale.
Aap gaye aur auro ghale.
Khud bhi neeche jaate hain aur jo apne peeche bhagne walon ko bhi neeche le jaate.
Meaning, they go down themselves and take down those who follow behind.
Aisi ghulye gati.
It is such a secret activity.
So, ye mala ka sangathan 108 jab pura taiyar hota hai.
So when this mala, the gathering of 108 is fully ready,
to Shiv ki jayanti akhri manayi jati.
The true Shiv jayanti is celebrated.
उसको कहेंगे पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग।
इट विल बी कॉल्ड द पुरुषोत्तम कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज।
पुरुषों में उत्तम बनने वाले जो नंबर वार मन के हैं वो प्रत्यक्ष होते
हैं। द नंबर वाइज बीज विच बिकम द हाइएस्ट अमंग मेन आर रिवील्ड।
तो निश्चित है कि श्रेष्ठ आत्मा साधारण लालच के प्रत्यक्ष होने वाली नहीं।
So, it is certain that the elevated souls are not going to be revealed by ordinary knowledge.
एक होता है primary course.
One is the primary course.
और दूसरा होता है revised course.
The second is the revised course.
तीसरा होता है realization course.
And the third is the realization course.
तो जो आत्मा realize करने में आगे जाती हैं।
What type of soul am I? The souls who go forward in realizing this, all are, I am a soul, a point. What kind of a recognition is this? Which part do I, the soul, have? Which number in the mala do I, the soul, have?
इस बात को पहचानने वाले जो मन के,
the beings that recognize this,
उस बात को भी उसी नंबर से पहचानते
हैं. They recognize also the father in the same order.
और अपनी स्टेज पर अपनी सीट पर माला में सेट हो जाते.
And sit in their stage on their seat in the mala.
तो ये है पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग.
So, this is the Purushottam confluence age.
Purusha arthat atma.
Purush means soul.
Purusho mein uttam uttam atmao ke pratyaksh hone ka ye samay chal raha hai.
The time of the revelation of the highest among the souls is going on now.
Apni charan se, apni vacha se, wo atma swatah hi अपने पार्ट को प्रत्यक्ष
करते हैं। Those souls reveal their part on their own, through their behavior, through their speech.
स्वयं भी अंदर से realize करती हैं कि मेरा ये पार्ट।
They themselves realize from inside too. This is my part.
Left side का पार्ट है या right side का पार्ट?
Whether it is the part of the left side or of the right side.
Left side में भी?
Even in the left side,
लास्ट मणके का पार्ट है या पहले मणके का पार्ट या मध्य का पार्ट है?
whether it is the part of the last bead, the part of the first bead, or the part of the middle bead.
Sab kuch realize hoga.
Everything will be realized.
Mala mein aunga ya nahi aunga?
Will I enter the mala or will I not?
Kaun si mala mein aunga?
Which mala will I enter?
Ye bhi unko realize hota hai.
They will also realize this.
Nahi aunga? Prajavarg mein jana hai.
If I don't enter the mala, I will have to go to the group of subjects.
Kis prakar ki praja banni hai?
Which type of subject do I have to become?
First class praja, second class praja, ya third class praja?
The first class subject, the second class subject, or the third class subject? Then?
Praja varg se bhi pooch hote hai, raj gharane ke.
Those belonging to the royal family are higher than the category of the subjects. Some among them may become servants too. There are some who become the servants of the subjects too. They are the fourth class subjects. They fall down completely. Then the entire capital has to be revealed. When the number wise children of the father appear in a collective form, bound by one thread of love, fully bound under the control of the one. For example, Baba says, the ancient deity religion has almost vanished. Almost vanished doesn't mean that it vanished completely. Even today in Bharat, there are some families like this.
40, 50, 60, 70
There are families with more than 40, 50 or 60 members. They make roti, that is bread, on one stove. And they remain under the control of just one. No one, no member in the family has courage, no matter how much he earns, to disobey the head of the family. Sometimes it is mentioned about such families in the newspapers too. But it has almost vanished. So the religion which has almost vanished now and its family system destroyed under the influence of the foreigners. The Supreme Soul has come to establish again the family system of that very ancient deity religion. His true birthday will take place only when this work of his is complete. Unless at least one such a family appears in the Brahmin family, a family means a center in which all the members would be fully under the control of the one. Till then, it can't be said that somewhere in the Brahmin world, the establishment of the ancient deity religion took place. even the foundation wasn't laid.
Foundation padega pehle do se.
First of all, the foundation will be laid through two.
Kaun do?
Which two?
Parivar mein kaun do mukhiya hote?
Who are the two main ones in a family?
Maa aur pa.
The mother and the father.
Wo practical mein. Wo dekhne mein jab tak nahi aayenge. Tab tak koi maanne wala? Maanne wala nahi.
No one will believe until they are visible practically.
Haan, jyan ki drishti se dekh sakte hain.
Yes, we can see them through the eye of knowledge.
Jaan sakte hain.
We can know.
Maan sakte hain.
We can believe.
Lekin maya aisi hai jo beech mein taang aayegi.
But maya is such that she interferes in between.
Baar baar ghari ghari nitya buddhi aur ghari ghari anitya buddhi bante hain.
Again and again, in one moment, the intellect becomes faithful, and in another, it becomes unfaithful. There is only one star which doesn't sway from its place, the pole star, Dhruv Tara. All the remaining stars, some make short round trips, some very long.
Koi kabhi dur aur koi kabhi nazdeek ka part.
Some play a part far away from the father at times and some play a part closer.
To aisa kyon hota hai?
Why is it like this?
Kyunki jo paarivarik vyavastha ki mukhya baat hai. Mukhya ke direction par chalna.
It is because the main aspect of the family system is to follow the directions of the leader. And they forget the leader. The Supreme Soul Shiv is not a member of the family structure practically. Because he doesn't have his body at all. He never becomes a pair.
Godfather is one.
It is said God the Father is one. What?
Bhagwan Bhagwati is the rang hai vartan.
In reality, saying God Goddess, that is Bhagwan Bhagwati, is wrong.
Bhagwan to akela hota hai.
God is alone.
Lekin wo jis tan mein pravesh karta hai usko kahenge second to God.
But the body which he enters will be called second to God.
Next to God.
Next to God.
Murliyon mein teen char naam aise bataye gaye hain.
Three, four names are mentioned in the murlis.
Jo hai to ek hi paatdhari ke naam.
Which in fact are the names of the one actor.
Lekin shastra mein unhe alag alag naamon se alag alag tarike se pukara gaya.
But in the scriptures he was called by various names in various ways.
Murli mein bola hai next to God is Krishna.
It has been said in the murlis next to God is Krishna. Is it the golden age Krishna?
Zarur sangam yug mein paat ho jane wala satya ka paat jo shyam se sundar banta hai ek hi sharir ke dwara.
Certainly the one playing the role of Krishna in the confluence age who becomes beautiful from dark through just one body
shyam se shyam paat ho jata hai kaale se kaala bhayankar.
He plays the darkest part, the blackest, fearsome. The death of deaths, the great death.
Jisko koi kaal khane.
The one whom death cannot devour.
Aur se ghore se ghora.
And then the fairest.
Pyare se pyara part bhi, sundar se sundar part bhi ho jata.
That is to say, he plays the most loving, the most beautiful role too.
Kisi ko shyam part ki anubhuti hoti.
Some experience the dark part.
Aur kisi ko sundar part ki anubhuti hoti. sundar part.
And some experience the beautiful part.
Part dhari ek hi.
The actor is only one.
Ek hi samay par part bajata.
He plays the role at only one time.
Lekin koi ko kya nazar aata aur koi ko kya nazar.
But to someone he appears to be something and to someone else he appears to be something else.
Krishna ko bhi kaha hai next to God.
So Krishna is also said to be next to God.
Fir Murli mein Prajapita ko bhi kaha hai next to God.
Then in the Murlis Prajapita is also said to be next to God.
Fir Shankar ko bhi kaha hai next to God.
Again Shankar is also said to be next to God.
500-600 crore manushya aatmaen hain.
Are there are 5 to 6 billion human souls.
So next to God to ek hi hoga.
But only one will be next to God.
Sab number wari honge na 500 crore ki jo rudra mala hai badi mala. Wo number wari piroi jayegi.
All will be number wise, won't they? They will be threaded number wise in the rudra mala of 5 billion, the great mala.
Ek mar ke ke sankar dusre mar ke se pure pure ek ka part dusre se hamesha ke liye mil nahi sakta.
The sanskars of one bead can't match exactly the sanskars of the other one. The role of one can't match the role of the other one forever.
So next to God Shankar, next to God Krishna, next to God Prajapita, ye teeno hi shabd ek hi part dhari ke alag alag tarike ke naam.
So next to God Shankar, next to God Krishna, next to God Prajapita, these three words are the different types of names of the same actor.
Kyunki ek hi vyaktitva mein, ek hi individual mein teen aatmaen paanch ban jaati.
It is because three souls play the roles in one personality, in one individual.
Paramatma Shiv supreme soul jo gyan dene ka kaarya karti
hai. Paramatma Shiv the supreme soul who does the work of imparting the knowledge.
Dusri aatma jisne pravesh kiya wo sharir dhari.
The second soul is the bodily being whom he entered.
Aur teesri aatma.
And the third soul.
Gunji vinash ki vaani fir bhi kitni kalyani.
Gunji vinash ki vaani fir bhi kitni kalyani. That is the resounding words of destruction are so beneficial.
Vinash ki vaani gunjati.
He roars the verses that is vaani of destruction.
Kyon?
Why?
Jo sthapna karega so
the one who establishes will also destroy.
So Brahma ki sthapana.
Establishment takes place through Brahma.
So Brahma ki soli.
It is the very soul of Brahma.
Jo sukshm sharir ke dwara ab tak bhi gunjar dasi ke dwara part bajati aayi.
Who up until now has been playing the part in Dadi Gulzar through the subtle body.
संपन्न बीज रूप स्टेज धारण करके
आफ्टर अज्यूमिंग द कम्प्लीट सीड स्टेज
बीज रूप स्टेज अर्थात निसंकल्प स्टेज
द सीड स्टेज मीन्स द थॉटलेस स्टेज
ऐसी स्टेज जिसका गीता में गायन है क्या
सच अ स्टेज विच इज प्रेज्ड इन द गीता व्हाट
योग युक्त अवस्था में एक निष्ठ होने वाला सारे संसार की भी हत्या कर दे तो भी उसके ऊपर कोई पाप नहीं
लगता. That the one who becomes constant in the yogic stage may kill even the entire world, yet he isn't stained with any sin.
वही शुरुआत में सब धर्मों का विनाश का पार्ट बन.
So in reality, this soul itself plays the role of destruction of all the religions.
शुरुआत करती है घर से.
इट बिगिन्स एट होम.
विनाश ज्वाला रुद्र ज्ञान यज्ञ कुंड से प्रज्वलित हुई.
द फ्लेम ऑफ डिस्ट्रक्शन वॉज इग्नाइटेड फ्रॉम द यज्ञ कुंड दैट इज द सैक्रिफिशियल फायर ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ रुद्र.
इसलिए जिस शरीर के द्वारा
फॉर दिस रीजन द बॉडी थ्रू विच
ब्रह्मा की सोल
Brahma's soul, that is to say, Krishna's soul.
Or Shiva, supreme soul.
And Shiv, the supreme soul, play their roles. That bodily being is praised in the form of Trinetri, that is, the one with the third eye. Three eyes. It is not about any physical eyes.
ये नेत्र है आत्मा रूपी.
This is the eye in the form of the soul.
आत्मा की ज्योति जिनमें जग रही है.
In which the light of the soul is radiating.
एक मध्य में दिखाया जाता है.
One eye is shown in the middle.
ये तीसरा नेत्र खुला और आसुरी सृष्टि का विनाश हो गया.
It is said that the third eye opened and the destruction of the devilish worlds took place.
काम देव भस्म हो गया.
The deity of lust, Kamdev, was reduced to ashes.
तो कामदेव को भस्म करने वाला.
So, he is the one who reduces the Kamdev to ashes.
तो देवता बता दिया काम.
Lust was said to be a deity.
है तो सबसे बड़ा आदमी.
But it is in fact the biggest devil.
सबसे बड़े असुर को भस्म करने वाला. इवर इन प्यार को भस्म करने वाला. इवर प्योर चाहिए.
So, the ever pure who reduces to ashes the biggest devil, the one who reduces to ashes the ever impure one is required.
इवर प्योर कौन?
Who is the ever pure?
वही. Supreme soul. जो तीसरे नेत्र के रूप में दिखाई गई.
That very one, the supreme soul who is shown in the form of the third eye.
बाकी बची दो सोल.
Two souls remain.
Righteous और unrighteous.
The righteous and the unrighteous.
अर्थात leftist.
Meaning the leftist.
लोहे से लोहा काटा जाता है.
Iron is cut by iron.
विष से विष मारा जाता है.
Poison is killed. That is removed by poison. If someone was bitten by a snake, it is not so that the one bitten by a snake will recover if given some nectar. No.
एक बूंद जहर उसमें एक गड़ा दूध डाल दो सारा जहर हो जाए.
Add one drop of poison to a pot full of milk and all that will become poison.
क्योंकि लक्ष्य सही नहीं.
It is because the aim is not right.
उस जहर को मारने के लिए उससे ज्यादा घातक जहर चाहिए.
To kill the poison, a more harmful poison is required.
इसलिए वाणी में बाबा बोलते हैं बच्चे तुम्हारा बाप आया.
For this reason, Baba says in the Varnis, children, your father has come. What does it mean? The children can't understand it. They pick up its easy, direct meaning. Yes, our father has come. But what is the meaning of the father has come?
और बाप तुम्हारा तुमसे ज्यादा विकारी बनकर जो तुम्हारे सामने प्रकट हो जाए.
यू आर विशियस टू सम मेजर बट योर फादर विल बी रिवील्ड बिफोर यू एज मोर विशियस देन यू.
इसीलिए बोला है कि दुनिया का वातावरण जो है वो दिन प्रतिदिन क्या होता जाएगा.
दैट इज वाई इट वॉज सेड दैट डे बाय डे द एटमोस्फियर इन द वर्ल्ड व्हाट विल इट बिकम लाइक.
Vikari, gandh mara banta jayega.
It will become vicious and full of dirt.
Kyun?
Why?
Beej ko sudharna chahiye. Ya beej ko bigadna chahiye.
Should the seed improve or should the seed spoil?
Sudharna chahiye, Paramatma aa chuka hai.
It should improve. The supreme soul has come.
Lekin ye gayan hai ki beej agar swachh hai तो वृक्ष भी पौधा भी स्वच्छ होगा.
बट देर इज द प्रेज इफ द सीड इज क्लीन द ट्री द प्लांट विल ऑल्सो बी क्लीन.
और बीच में अगर कोई नुक्स है
एंड इफ देयर इज सम फॉल्ट इन द सीड
तो पौधा भी नुक्स वाला
द प्लांट विल बी फॉल्टी एज वेल
लेकिन साथ साथ ये भी कारण है एक सेकंड में जीवन मुक्ति
But along with this, there is also such praise, the liberation in life in 1 second.
1 second mein Brahma patit, to pavan Vishnu banta.
In 1 second, the impure and degraded Brahma becomes the pure Vishnu.
Wo 1 second rudar hua hai koi vishesh raag karan.
This 1 second is fixed. Because of some particular secret.
राज समझ में आना चाहिए.
That secret should be understood.
क्या?
What?
आसुरी सृष्टि का विनाश तब होगा.
The destruction of the devilish world will take place.
जब उन असुरों का भी बाप महाकाल के रूप में प्रकट.
When even the father of those devils is revealed in the form of the great death, that is Mahakal.
बिनु भय होए न प्रीत गुसाई
दैट इज देयर कैनॉट बी लव विदाउट फियर
वक्र चंद्रमा ग्रसे न राहु
वक्र चंद्रमा ग्रसे न राहु
केड़े चंद्रमा को राहु भी कवर नहीं करता
इवन राहु द नेम ऑफ अ डेमन सपोज टू कॉज इक्लिप्सिस कांट टेक द क्रुकेड मून अंडर कंट्रोल
अधिकार नहीं जमाता उसके ऊपर
He can't establish his authority over him. That is the moon.
मतलब?
What does it mean?
कि ब्रह्मा की सोल जो अभी तक लफुल पार्ट बजाती रही.
The soul of Brahma, who up until now has been playing the loving part.
वही जब प्रजापिता का आधार ले लेती.
When he himself takes the support of Prajapita.
राम वाली आत्मा सशक्त आत्मा का आधार ले लेती.
Takes the support of the powerful soul of Ram.
वो सोल वो पार्ट बजाती है महाशक्ति का जिसको जगदम्बा कहा जाता
है. That soul plays the role of the great power, Mahashakti, who is called Jagadamba.
Jagadamba, अर्थात असुर संघारी.
The mother of the world, meaning the female destroyer of the devils.
ये मुरली में बोला है कि त्रिमूर्ति के चित्र में शंकर की जगह मम्मा को बैठाना चाहिए.
That is why it was said in the Murli that Mamma should be seated in Shankar's place in the picture of Trimurti.
क्यों?
Why?
वास्तव में शंकर असुरों का संहार नहीं करता सीधा सीधा.
In reality, Shankar doesn't destroy the devils directly.
वो तो डायरेक्शन देने वाला पार्ट.
He has the role of the one who gives directions.
करने वाले कौन
है? Who implements it?
शक्तियाँ.
The shaktis of Shiv, Shiv shaktis, the consorts of Shiv.
तो शिव की शक्तियाँ जब शिव शक्ति का रूप धारण कर लेती हैं.
So when the shaktis of Shiv take on the form of Shiv shakti.
तो इस दृष्टि से जो दुर्योधन दुशासन वृत्ति वाले पुरुष हैं.
The men of a Duryodhan दुशासन like nature in this world.
मुस्लिम बोला है.
It was said in the Murli that all men, males are Duryodhan Dushasan, that is, villainous characters in the epic Mahabharat.
इस बात को जो भी पुरुष चोले हैं.
Whoever has a male body.
A to Z.
From A to Z.
प्रजापिता से लेकर के 500 करोड़ की आत्मा तक, मनुष्य आत्मा तक, वो सब रियलाइज करते हैं.
From Prajapita up to the 5 billionth human soul, all realize this.
कि हाँ,
yes.
हमारे अंदर दुर्योधन दुशासन वृत्ति है जरूर.
I certainly have the vibrations of Duryodhan Dushasan.
उन दुर्योधन दुशासनों को सुधरना पड़ता.
Those Duryodhan Dushasans have to improve.
तो ये सुधार तभी होता है जब बाप उनका बाप बनकर प्रकट
होता. दिस इम्प्रूवमेंट टेक्स प्लेस ओनली व्हेन द फादर ऑफ द फादर्स इज रिवील्ड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द फादर.
इसलिए बाबा ने कई बार बोला हुआ है मुरली में.
For this reason, Baba has said many times in the Murlis that the title of the father, the praise of the father, and the praise of Krishna can't be the same. It can be said in praising Krishna or deities, full of all the virtues, complete with 16 celestial degrees, completely non-violent, following the highest code of conduct. But it can't be the praise of the father. Who will reform the children who are full of all the bad traits if the father becomes full of all the virtues? They can't reform. They are so brash, deed, so stubborn, such hat yogis, that is, perform rigorous physical exercises, they start practicing the opposite yoga. So the father doesn't play the role of the one full with all the virtues to reform such children. Which part does he play? Yes, he rides on a buffalo. He is very black. The completely degraded and impure one, the one with the black face. But he is called by the name Dharmaraj. The king of Dharam, that is religion. He is not the king of Adharam, that is irreligiousness. He is the king of Dharam. Who was said to be the king of Dharam in the Mahabharat?
Yudhisthir.
The one who remained stable, that is unshakable in war. The one who doesn't shake in war. There is only one star which doesn't shake. It remains steady in its place. And for everyone else, the faith shakes. But the faith of that one can't shake. So the Supreme Soul plays the last part of establishing the capital through that actor whose faith doesn't shake. But in the Purushottam confluence age, not at the beginning of the golden age. When? In the Purushottam confluence age.
So Purushottam Sangam upar Purushottam banne ki ghadi harek ki apni apni mudri hui.
So in the Purushottam confluence age, the moment of becoming Purushottam is fixed for everyone.
Jo ghadi jiski mudri hui hai bhai uske liye Purushottam Sangam.
That moment which is fixed for everyone is the Purushottam confluence age for him. But as long as the intellect remains unfaithful, as long as they haven't recognized the father, as long as they haven't recognized his, that is the father's role, Who am I? In which form do I play the role?
और जिस तरीके से पार्ट बजा रहा हूँ.
In which way do I play the role?
पहचानने वाले बच्चे.
As long as the children who recognize
पूरी रीति जब तक पहचानते नहीं.
Don't recognize fully.
तब तक वो उनके लिए घड़ी आ नहीं.
That moment can't come for them.
जो गुणों का वर्णन है.
With regard to the description of virtues,
बाप के गुण अलग.
The father's qualities are separate.
और देवताओं के गुण अलग.
And the qualities of the deities are separate.
ये बोला है कि न मैं देवता हूँ.
For this reason it was said, neither am I a deity.
और न मैं ब्राह्मण.
Nor am I a Brahmin.
Yeah.
What?
बाप न देवता का पार्ट बजाता है.
The father neither plays the role of a deity.
और न ब्राह्मण का पार्ट बजाता.
Nor does he play the part of a Brahmin.
देवता बन जाए तो बच्चे सुधर नहीं सकते.
If he becomes a deity, the children cannot improve.
जो सारी दुनिया के बीज हैं.
That is, those who are the seeds of the entire world.
विधर्मियों के भी बीज हैं. स्वधर्मियों के भी बीज हैं.
The seeds of the Vidharmis as well as the seeds of the Swadharmis, that is, souls belonging to the father's religion.
Swadeshiyon ke bhi beej hain, to Videshiyon ke bhi beej hain.
The seeds of the Swadeshis, souls belonging to the religions originated in Bharat, as well as the seeds of the Videshis, that is, souls belonging to the religions originated abroad.
Swadeshi jo hain, right side ke bachche.
The Swadeshi are the children of the right side.
Kamzor dharma hai.
They are the weak religions.
Buddha dharma.
Buddhism.
Sanyas dharma.
The sanyas religion.
Sikh dharma. Bagaya bagaya.
The Sikh religion, etc.
Ye hai to righteous. Lekin kamzor hain.
They are indeed righteous, but they are weak.
Baad wale.
Because they come late.
इसलिए ये powerful जो leftist धर्म है उनके प्रभाव में आ जाते.
For this reason, they are influenced by the powerful religions on the left of the tree.
और प्रभावित माना पड़े.
The influenced one means the subject.
तो वो भी बिगड़ जाते.
So they are spoiled as well.
वो भी जब उनकी प्रजा बन जाएंगे तो प्रजा सहयोग किसका देगी.
When they become their subjects, whom will subjects cooperate with?
जिससे प्रभावित हुए उसी का सहयोग देगी.
They will cooperate with the one by whom they are influenced.
So righteous या leftist.
So the rightist or the leftist.
Swadeshi या Videshi.
Swadeshi or Videshi.
वो सारे ही असुर बन जाए.
All of them become devils.
और उन असुरों को चेंज करने के लिए.
And to change those devils,
बाप को विकराल रूप धारण करना पड़ता.
The father has to assume a ferocious form.
न फूलते धीरे धीरे.
From being a loving one gradually.
पहले लव और ला का बैलेंस.
First of all, a balance of love and law.
जब उससे भी सुधार नहीं होता.
And when there is no improvement even from this.
तो लाखुल रूप अपनाना पड़ता है. कम्प्लीटली 100% लाखुल.
He has to assume a lawful form. Completely 100% lawful.
कोई स्नेह नहीं.
There is no affection at all.
कोई प्यार नहीं.
There is no love at all.
जैसे बाप का बच्चों से बहुत हो प्यार होता
है. However, the father indeed has attachment and love for his children.
लेकिन सुधारने के लिए.
But in order to reform them.
क्योंकि लक्ष्य अच्छा है इसलिए फिर भी पार्ट कैसा भी बजाया जाए लक्षण भी अच्छे ही कहे जाएंगे बुरे नहीं हो सकते.
Whatever role would be played for this reason, its characteristics will be said to be only good, because the aim is good. They can't be bad.
इसलिए बोला है कि मैं ऐसे के द्वारा विनाश कराता हूँ जिसके ऊपर कोई पाप न लगे.
For this reason it was said, I cause destruction through the one who can't be stained with any sin. Such a wonderful statement. For this reason, it has been said about that personality, that actor. The role of Shankar is so wonderful that you children can't understand it. So there can't be the title full of all the virtues among the father's qualities. There can't be the title complete with 16 celestial degrees. There can't be the title completely non-violent. If the father became completely non-violent, then the children who create violence, 53 to 54 years have passed giving them teaching. But the main violence in the Brahmins, which is it? The violence of the sword of lust. It has many forms. It has subtle form as well as a physical form. Is there more power in the subtle or is there more power in the physical?
Sanyasi.
To the sannyasis, the worldly sannyasis, who give up their household in a worldly way, become more impure in the subtle through the intellect or through the organs of action, they become impure through the intellect. For this reason, their downfall takes place very quickly. It is because there is more power in the subtle. There isn't so much power in the physical. So, the children who remember the seed, and who, before taking the advanced knowledge till now, had this goal, the father is a point. Remember the point. First, they used to say, remember the ling, the ball of fire. When the intellectual stage of the children advanced, they were told in the higher studies, remember a point. Then the following hint was also dropped in the murlis, that it is possible that in the future some new method of remembrance would come out. In the advanced knowledge, later on, in the advanced knowledge, it becomes clear that our religion belongs to the path of the household, that is, pravritti.
So, pravritti marg ki dharm ki sthapana karne wala bhi kya hona chahiye?
Therefore, the founder of the religion of the household should also be like what?
Pravritti marg wala.
He should be a follower of the household path. And what kind of a follower of the household path should he be? Not any sannyasi of the path of isolation. Not alone. He should be the form of a couple practically. Brahma and Saraswati won't be called a couple. Saraswati was his daughter. Even looking at the age, what a difference between an old man aged 60 years and a virgin aged 14 years.
क्या मेल हुआ?
What kind of a match is it?
इसको कोई प्रवृत्ति कहेंगे?
Will it be in any way called a household path?
वो तो सिर्फ माताओं को कंट्रोल करने के लिए मम्मा बना दिया.
She was given the position of mamma only to keep control over the mothers.
Murli mein bhi yahi baat boli hui.
This topic was also mentioned in the Murlis.
Ki Brahma Saraswati ko yugal nahi keh sakte.
That Brahma and Saraswati can't be called a couple.
Lekin sab dharmon mein sasti parampara ke varnan kram mein sasti ke aadi रचयिता के रूप में उन आदि युगल का गायन जरूर.
However, in all the religions, in the descriptions of the worldly traditions, the first couple, that is the couple of the beginning, is certainly praised in the form of the first creators of the world.
हिंदुओं ने उनको कहते हैं आदिदेव आदिदेवी.
The Hindus call them आदिदेव आदिदेवी.
जैनियों ने उनको कहते हैं आदिनाथ आदिनाथी.
The Jains call them Adinath, Adinathni.
Muslims unko kehte hain Adam aur Hawa.
The Muslims call them Adam and Hawa.
Aur Angrezo unko kehte hain Adam aur Eve.
And the English people, that is Christians, call them Adam and Eve.
Shabdon mein bhi kitna taalmel.
There is so much similarity in the words too.
Sirf sthan ke parivartan ke karan जुबान में थोड़ा परिवर्तन आ जाता है.
Only because the places change, there is some difference in the language.
क्यों हुई?